Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon text for this day is from Luke chapter 21. Here again the portion that reads, "And while some were speaking of the temple, it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, he said, 'As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.' They asked, 'Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?' And he said, 'See that none of you are led astray.' You may be seated." We live where the most fertile cropland of the country is. And yet as you travel around Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead, you see buildings of every kind being built. And if you go visit the Block 9 building, if you haven't, you can see it from here. It is now the second tallest building in North Dakota. At the time of Jesus, there were those that were impressed by the temple that Herod was reconstructing and expanding. It took over 60 years to build. What awesome examples of human achievement. But the Lord has a message for farmers, for workers, for all of us. Don't be impressed. It's all coming to an end. But that's not to be your end. In Luke chapter 21, there were some people impressed by the temple of the day, especially the stones. And Luke also has Jesus' words about the offerings. Now, translators have translated them as votive offerings, offerings which cannot be retrieved or used again. Unlike our monetary offerings that are given each Sunday, that are for helping others and paying the light bill and phone bill and pastors, these offerings that Jesus speaks about are the offerings that are taken out of human circulation. When you look at the word, it literally means offered to God for destruction. Like the walls of Jericho, when they came down, God's people were not to take anything for themselves, but it was devoted to God, devoted for destruction. And here in Luke, Jesus hints about the destruction of the temple itself. It's all temporary. You see, God's people had come to rest on the temple. By it, they were assured of God's presence. Can you imagine what it meant to them when they heard that it was going to be destroyed, when they had invested so much, when many of them had dedicated offerings to adorn the temple, and it was all going to come to nothing? And then Jesus points out, you will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. Whoa. And they still wanted to follow Jesus? With all this destruction, what were they going to do? But Jesus is giving a larger perspective. He transitions to the end of the world. There's going to be a lot more destruction. But remember, it is all temporary. There is something bigger. Last Tuesday, the pastors gathered for their monthly circuit meeting. Pastor Deidemeyer, the circuit visitor from Mayville, shared that things don't look very good. His congregation at Hope had shared with him that this is the second year in a row that they will not be able to harvest their edible beans. There's the talk that 50% of the sugar beet harvest is still in the ground and won't be harvested. Of that 50%, not all of it was accepted. And yet, those farmers are going to be responsible for the fixed cost. And maybe as some of you heard on the radio, over $300 an acre. You may ask, what does this have to do with us? Maybe one or two of us farm? Let's follow things. Implement dealers are changing direction from selling new machinery to parts. That means less orders for tractors and machinery in the factory. In Fargo, we have Case IH, New Holland, Ford, Concord, and others. And some of you work there. With the lack of sugar beets, the plants may only have enough to go through February. And some of you work there. What will the price of sugar be? That's when it gets personal. Well, the Lord has a message for those who were at the temple that day. The Lord has a message for farmers, for workers of all kinds. He's got a message for all of us. Lift up your heads. Your redemption is near. That's to be our focus. These destructions, these hardships, they're temporary. We read, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up. Raise your heads because your redemption is near, Jesus said. As believers in Christ, we do not belong to the stones of the temple. As believers in Christ, you don't belong to an army that breaks through and destroys everything inside. You who believe in the very Son of Man, you belong to Him. You are redeemed. You are bought back. Listen to the different ways that Jesus signifies the hope for those who believe in the Lord's rescue. He brings up first the time of the Gentiles fulfilled. Yeah, Jerusalem would be run over by Gentiles, non-Jews. Yes, as it is to this very day. But that's good news for you and for me. That means the word has come to us. For the redemption of Jesus belongs not just to the Jewish people at Jesus' time, but he brings other people into his holy city like you and me. But again, this city is not a piece of land marked out in Israel. As Jesus points out in John, it is his body that is the temple. And you are the body of Christ, the church. Our baptism signifies that we are joined into this body. We are joined not only in his death, but also into his resurrection. Our old nature is put to death. Yes, it will be destroyed. Therefore, we are to consider our old sinful nature dead, rather than to feed it by our feelings and wants and desires. For in Christ, we have everything that we need. We are now free to serve. Not only the time of the Gentiles, but Jesus points out the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God, that verbal noun, the rule of God, the reign of God. Where is God's kingdom when all the troubles and all the struggles are? The kingdom of God is where God's word is. There God's kingdom is active when people are blessed, when they believe this word. People feel the effect when they live this word. Where does God's kingdom come? It comes where Jesus is. For he is our redemption. So that when you serve someone, when you love someone, when you do good to someone, as a Christian, there is the reign of God. There is one special ruling of God, and that is God's rule over sin. The Lord rules over sin by forgiving it. In Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Any guilt, any shame, is all there hung on the cross, dead with Jesus. And so we are free to live with a clear conscience. All that is eliminated from God's sight, gone. Not only the time of the Gentiles, not only the rule of God, the kingdom of God, But Jesus says the Son of Man is coming in the clouds. And so it is, as Jesus promised at the end of the book of Luke and the beginning of the book of Acts, that he is coming back. For not only the time of the Gentiles will be fulfilled, and not only the kingdom of God is near, and the Son of Man will come, but finally your redemption is near. Even though there is a great loss of life, you will not be lost. You can't lose with Jesus, for the Christian life is different than everyone else. Unlike the Vikings, Green Bay, the Twins, you never really know who's going to win, right, in any sports team until the end. But you know, and you have, the victory in Christ Jesus, because it has already been won for you. So Jesus gives a different perspective than other people have. We see the signs of the end as we read, and there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting in fear and foreboding of what will come on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is near. Paul puts it a different way in Romans chapter 8. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor the present things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Be firm. You know where things are headed. That's the Christian life. It's not because the Christian life is any easier, but we know the outcome. For as the baptized, believing Christian, we have the eternal victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.